Welcome to Mondays with Miles. First things first, how was your turkey?
Oh, I had a great turkey, and I saw some terrific basketball at the NIT in Madison Square Garden. Outstanding. The giant killer, Butler, did it.
From right down the road.
Yes, right down the road. They did a great job, and it was great fun to watch early season basketball.
Great games as always in the Garden. NIT season tip-off is a fantastic event, but I want to talk about another event today. We both had an opportunity to be in Pensacola, Florida last week, 2 weeks ago rather, and see the Division II National Championships Festival. I was blown away. I thought it was an incredible event. What were your thoughts?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. It was a terrific event from the point of view of the student-athletes. There were about 800 student-athletes there from multiple schools across the entire sector. Division II. They were competing, rooting for each other. They had a chance to socialize. There were great events there. It was just a blowout event. It was just incredible. And Pensacola, I have to say, really turned out for the event, too.
And we had six national championships that were decided. Really had an Olympic-style feel.
Yes, I think that's right. It was nice to watch the various events and to see the different athletes from different sports come together. That was fun. Of course, they're always used to coming together in their own sports, but now they had a chance to socialize across the board. A lot of school spirit, a lot of extra fun. And again, I do want to emphasize that the environment itself, produced by the local organizing committee and the people of Pensacola, was just truly outstanding.
I wanted to harp a little bit on the fact that this was a very social event. We had folks, again, from more than 800 student athletes,
right.
And they're at the sandbox event by the pool.
Right.
They're cheering for each other, dancing at the opening ceremonies. Kind of unique. You wouldn't think that you'd see this at a national championships festival.
Oh, I think that was right. It added more than just the sporting event. That's what made it an excellent experience for the student athletes. And I have to tell you, it was one of the nicest fireworks displays I've seen in a long time at the end. And one of the interesting parts is that the student athletes would gather around and watching it and standing on the beach and doing so. It was a great opportunity for them.
Now, why did Division II do this? And can we expect the other divisions to follow suit?
Well, I think Division II started to do it first as a pilot project and now is very pleased with the last two events and will continue to do it. I've been urging Division II to do it once every year and then vary it between fall, winter, and spring sports so that a student athlete during his or her career has an opportunity, if they're on one of these teams, to go to the festival. They're not quite there yet, but I think they will be there in a few years. They did it in order to provide a better student athlete opportunity and experience. Will the other divisions follow suit? Probably not, at least not in the short run. You might see something like that from Division III. I think Division I already has rather large audiences for its championships and doesn't need to combine them, it thinks. We do see a little of that, for example, in men's lacrosse. We see Division I, II, and III all coming together for great lacrosse matches. So I think bringing student athletes together, whether it's in the same sport as they do for lacrosse or across the board, as we see in Division II, would be a terrific opportunity for student-athletes.
Well, I know I'll never forget the experience I had there. It was a wonderful time. Sounds like you'll never forget the experience, and I'm sure that the student-athletes will never forget it.
Oh, I think that's right. I think this is what memories are made of. I think that experience will stay with those student-athletes forever.
All right, well, I hope that I get an invite to the next one. And thanks so much for listening to Mondays with Miles. We'll see you next week.